So today's reading is from Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 25. Paul writes, "Therefore, let's have no more lies. Speak truthfully to each other, for we are all members of one body. When you get angry, don't let it become a sin. Don't let the sun set on your anger, or you will give an opening to the devil. You who have been stealing, stop stealing. Go to work. Do something useful with your hands, so you can have something to share with the needy. Be on your guard against foul talk. Say only what will build others up at that moment. Say only what will give grace to your listeners. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, all rage and anger, all harsh words, slander, and malice of every kind. In place of these, be kind to one another, compassionate, and mutually forgiving, just as God has forgiven you in Christ. Try then to imitate God as beloved children. Walk in love as Christ loved us and offered himself in sacrifice to God for us, a gift of pleasing fragrance. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." Now I'm going to go down front. Therefore, we have lots of therefores in our life. If you ever watch kind of these lawyer shows where there's trials, you have a whole trial, and at the end, the judge, in essence, says, therefore, and gives a verdict. That's what is so and that what shall be. During this last week, we've been watching, or at least I've been watching, the Olympics. And there's lots of therefores also. On Friday morning, there was a therefore after, what, hour and a half of women's soccer play, and then several penalty kicks. Finally, there was a therefore that the Canadian women had won the one gold. This is what is so. It's a declaration, a pronouncement. This is what's so. I just have to add, it was, as much as I was rejoicing with the Canadian women and the rest of Canada, probably, when I saw the shots of the Swedish players, just so heartbroken. My heart went out for them too. I think it is some consolation, though, they got a silver, right? But therefores are like that. I mean, some therefores are these pronouncements, declarations, and sometimes we kind of live in dread of those therefores. In today's reading, Paul begins his letter with, therefore. And it follows, this is chapter 4, verse 25. So it began with chapter 1, and Paul just talking about what God was up into this, in God was up to in the world, a plan to reconcile all people together. And the second talk just emphasized God's grace and God's compassion, and how this God, as revealed in Jesus, is gracious and compassionate and desires for all to have life. And then chapter 3 started talking about how we are called as followers of Jesus, as followers of Christ, to be part of what God is up to in the world. This is a calling. And then chapter 4 really used the metaphor of a body. In order for the followers of Jesus, for the church, to be part of what God was up to, it needed to be healthy. It needed to strengthen itself and build itself up. So after chapter 1, what God was up to, and then the calling for the church and God's compassion and getting stronger, Paul then says, therefore. Therefore. And this was not a therefore of condemnation, a pronouncement of judgment. It really was an invitation to an opportunity to step into what God was doing, God's compassionate work in the world, and what the church is called to do. He says, so therefore, let's have no more lies. First of all, if you're going to be a strong body, if you're going to be part of this, then we need to be able to talk straight with each other and to speak the truth in love, as we read last week. Because we're all members of the same body. He says, don't get angry. And if you're stealing, stop stealing. If you're using a lot of foul talk, stop it. Use your words to build one another up. He's beginning to talk about what does it look like for the body of Christ, for the church to be healthy, fully living into its calling and being part of what God is up to in the world. And he sums it up this way. Therefore, in place of all these other things that may be what the rest of the world is doing, instead of those, be kind, be compassionate, and be forgiving. Be kind, be compassionate, and be forgiving. With your words, be kind, be compassionate, and be forgiving. When you're angry and it's overcome you, remember to watch that. And instead of angry words come out of your mouth, have kind words, compassionate words. And of course, the reason we get angry is probably because there's some unforgiveness there, right? Be forgiving. These simple words are just so powerful and succinct. And he sums it up by saying, to do this is to be an imitator of Christ. Again, back in chapter 2, we are saved by grace through faith. We are saved by grace through God's compassion, God's compassionate gift of love for us. Therefore, step into that love and start living out of kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. Earlier on, I was talking about how therefores can be like these pronouncements, declarations. Really, I think a good model for this is, well, what happens in a wedding? If a couple has found in one another someone that they think might be their life partner, they spend time getting to know them and do the work of kind of having those conversations that you need to have before you get married. And then go to the work of saying, yes, we want to get married and we want to have a ceremony, invite not only my partner and an officiant, but to invite the community to be a part of that. And then when they say their vows and make the promises, there's a therefore. The officiant says, therefore, I pronounce you husband and wife. An opportunity to begin living into and stepping into what God is up to. Well, in a marriage, it's God's desire that they love one another. And they work toward that. As a church, the therefore for us is, yes, here's what's going on. And it's time for action. It's time to be kind, to be compassionate, and be forgiving. At the beginning of today's worship, we had confession forgiveness. And one of the things we do very regularly and when we gather is get our relationship straight with God. We say what are the words we say? We confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. As the body of Christ, it struck me that we also need to say this confession to one another, don't we? We need to acknowledge the ways that we've done things, that we've said things, and done things that we should not have, or not done things that we should have. Say these to one another to continue to allow us to forgive each other, for you to forgive me, for me to forgive you, for those watching to forgive the little technical errors we got going on with the live stream. There's so much that happens in our life together that isn't perfect. There's so many ways that we can go sideways because, after all, we're the body of Christ, but a body of Christ made up of a bunch of humans. And no matter how hard we try and the times that we forget to try, it's just things happen. And if we can't be kind and be compassionate and be forgiving, then those things build up. And go back to the metaphor of a body, it makes our body ill. It weakens our body. It weakens our ability to work, to play, to celebrate, to worship. It just weakens us. But when we can acknowledge this and practice forgiving, then life opens up. So, dear friends in Christ, I invite you to try on these words. We confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against each other in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved each other as we have loved ourselves. What is there for us to do? Be kind. Be compassionate. Be forgiving. Amen.